Sunday.
What are you talking about?
Hi, I'm John, and I've interrupted washing up to bring you this podcast.
And I'm John, and they interrupted my dinner to bring you this podcast.
And I'm not John, and this is the penultimate episode of, I guess, season one. This is episode 51, which means we've been recording for almost a year. I'm not quite sure of the exact math, because there were five episodes we recorded before we loaded anything online, and then we missed a week, so I'm just going to go by the episode numbers. So this is episode 51, we've nearly been going a year, boys! But we'll talk more about that next week. I'd already had dinner, so I didn't really know what to say in linking up to what you said, so I actually prepared tonight and made sure I had dinner way before we started.
So, this is why I was doing the washing up for it. In the interval.
In the interval? What interval?
Between finishing dinner and doing the podcast.
Ah. Good save.
Anyway, it's me asking the questions tonight, so shall we dive right in?
Yes.
You like that, didn't you?
Yeah.
Okay. Let's look at the list.
See, John might not plan questions until 10 minutes before.
I've got so many to choose from.
Yeah, you never shortlist them before we start.
No, because I do it very much on how I'm feeling. So you're going to get an awkward one tonight.
Oh, cool.
Right, would you rather live in a world where the dolphins ruled seas, so we never took to the sailing, or would you rather the crows ruled the skies, so we never took to flying?
Wait, what?
Would you rather live in a world where the dolphins ruled the seas, so we never went out on boats, or the crows ruled the skies, and we never learned to fly?
I'd rather that the dolphins ruled the seas, so that we never went out in boats, because I freaking love flying, and if we couldn't have flying, then one of my best friends wouldn't have a job.
See what you did there?
Okay. There was no need for the dolphin and crow bit in this question. I think I'm struggling.
There was all the need for the dolphin and crows.
It could have just been, would you rather there was no such thing as boats, so there was no such thing as planes?
Thing is, you go, well, I'd just invent a boat. I'd just jump on a log and ride it to France. If you try and do that, the dolphins are going to come up the channel and they're going to smash you with their porpoise noses and drown you. There's got to be some peril involved.
You've also picked two really unthreatening animals.
I've picked the smartest animals from both domains.
So it doesn't make me scared of dolphins.
The fact they can travel at like 30 miles an hour underwater. And they're really clever.
Not that clever. They haven't taken over the skies.
Do you want to stop pulling apart my question?
Well, I'd rather that we couldn't fly.
I don't think that's good because, you know, while if dolphins rule the waves, you know, we can keep out of their way. Crows, if they're smart enough to rule the skies, that they basically live over us. They can get us anywhere. You cannot escape them. You can go to a landlocked country where you can, you know, at least hide from our dolphin overlords for a while, but you cannot escape something that can attack you from the sky. That is why Blitzkrieg was so terrifying.
Yeah, at what point do they attack us? Like, can I still go to the seaside and swim in the sea? Can I still fly a kite?
I think they'd be envious of your kite and they'd take it out of the air. I think if you were to stand on top of a tall building completely exposed, you might get mauled by one or two. I think if you try and climb a really tall tree and stand up there, I think you'd be made to feel very awful.
Okay, so I can't. So like, anything higher than jumping isn't allowed.
Even the crow overlords.
And basically, anything deeper than where a dolphin wouldn't get landlocked, beached, is out of the question. So, I mean, I'm not exactly a big fan of beaches anyway, because I don't like sand. But, well, the crows would make it difficult. But if we could never fly, then it would have made warfare much different. There wouldn't have been any bombings. There wouldn't have been the Blitz.
No, we're just getting attacked by crows instead. We all have to live in bunkers.
Well, no, because we're just not...
That wouldn't even help us. Crows are so intelligent, they'd find a way of opening the bunkers. They'd find the shiny key, and they would open the door, and we'd be fucked. They'd all fly in and attack us and eat us until we were nothing but bones. Then what are you going
to
do?
Who's to say that the dolphins wouldn't also evolve and start heating up the planet themselves to get more and more water? Or was it Futurama where the dolphins just walked out of the sea and just started killing? Or was that a Treehouse of Horror episode or something? Who's to say that the dolphins also wouldn't evolve and start attacking the land? I think we need to keep this no sky, no water.
They don't need to come onto the land because there's a lot more space in the water.
Oh yeah, but there's not a lot more space in the air.
Yeah, but they still have to land somewhere, so they're gonna come to land where we live. Whereas, you know, dolphins, they won't even care for us. They'll be...
You're making a lot of assumptions here, John.
Yeah, good ones.
Are you saying that you've lived in a world where either of these has been happening? And you know the facts?
I don't know the facts.
Well, make up some of your own then. That's what you like to do normally.
Yeah, I'm playing you at your own game.
It is, you know. We've got wise to you, Matt.
I think I was just so thrown off by the question from moment one that I'm still on the back foot.
Yeah, so far yeah. Good reasons why I want to live in a world with dolphin overlords.
Well,
reasons why I don't want to live in your world.
Well, the dolphins, like I said, they're going to come up with a way to heat up the planet to increase their domain, to slowly start flooding us, which means that we're just going to have less and less land to live on. I mean, the scenario that I'm living in, it already exists in Australia where they have swooping season. Or is it the magpies attack everyone or something like that? In the height of summer when they're all on heat or something like that, and Australians survive. So
yeah, but barely. Australia is like, 1,000 times bigger than the UK, but their population is half the size of the UK.
Exactly. So,
it's because of their swooping birds that are attacking and killing them all off.
Yeah, but just think if we started to have mass flooding in the UK, Australia would be fine because they'd just slowly move in and in and in. In the UK, we're overpopulated as it is. We'd have to have everybody in the UK living in Northampton or something.
I'd end up living in upward on the sea, which is quite nice.
Yeah, exactly.
I've got the lowest lying bit of the country, like within 10 miles of where I live.
Yeah, imagine how much that would increase the value of your property, having seafront views.
Yeah,
that's true. I do live on top of the hill by the airfield.
But it's just slowly but surely the water's going to move forward and forward and forward. If we want to avoid the crows, we just go inside or move underground into a bunker city.
What, and be a mole person?
Yeah, nothing wrong with that.
I think I've expressed my dislike for claustrophobic-type environments.
Yeah, but it's much better than drowning. And what's more claustrophobic than the population of Britain having to live in Derby?
I've got a scuba diving licence. If I had a scuba diving licence, I'd be completely useless at the dolphin oval.
Yeah, they would just rip you apart or make you become a slave for them.
But how much time have you spent learning to be an aircraft engineer and how much time have you spent learning to be a diver? I think you'll find you've invested a lot more time in the air. That's where the future is.
I have done. Well, that's where the future is unless you're trying to fly on a 747 MAX because they're doing a lot of falling out of the sky at the moment.
But then again, John, how much more time have you spent in water against in the air?
I've gone surfing more times than I've flown probably.
Yeah, and that's just surfing. That's not including baths and swimming and scuba diving and accidentally falling in ponds.
That's true.
But just imagine, you know, you have got through childhood, but one day you might be an OAP, and then one day some person is just going to come and push you in a pond.
Yeah,
and you're going to be able to do nothing about it.
Yeah, but there won't be dolphins in the pond.
There will. they'll drown you.
Exactly. Can you sum up the scariest thing about the other person's argument?
Because in my scenario, I'm on my natural like habitat fighting off crows. In John's scenario, I'm not in my natural environment. I'm in their environment trying to fight them off. And I'd much rather be on land taking on something that's on air than in the water taking on something that lives and has evolved to live in the water. As long as I stay away from the water, I'm fine.
Okay, so John, how do you mitigate the problems of both the other two and their environments?
What do you mean?
What would you do about the disadvantage of being an adult in environment and the advantage you would have facing a crow on your own turf?
Well, I don't have to face the crows. I have to face the dolphins because the crows, as I've said, you can't defend against dive bombers. They just come and peck your eyes out, then you can't see anything, and then you're dead because they'll rip out your throat. Dolphins don't have arms. Can't do anything.
Oh, yeah, I forgot about all those armed crows.
They got beaks. Sharp. You just stay away from the water. Can't stay away from the sky, though, unless you go underground into caves. And then...
Well, that's probably gonna do it for me. No caves. I don't want to live in a world where I have to be a mole person. As much as I do like the sea and the water, I'd rather not have to spend the rest of my time in caves.
You wouldn't have to spend the rest of your time in caves. We could just build tunnels to each other, like that bit in E.T.
Or with the polytunnel.
Yeah, we just have polytunnels going everywhere. And tubes.
Like giant people-sized hamster runs.
Or I just carry a flamethrower everywhere I go.
Good friend of the show, Elon Musk, is CEO of the Boring Company, who have recently made flamethrowers. So he'd be making even more money in the crow apocalypse. Yeah, dolphin overlords win, I reckon.
I win! Yeah!
You do. And if anyone's got anything they want to say about that, then you can contact me at John Rudderava on Instagram, on Twitter. Yes, those are the only two real social media things I check, unless you want to stalk me on Facebook, which is not advised. Because I'd run away and scream, because they're all scary.
And you can get hold of me by leaving your message. Let's just say in a crow's nest. Leave it for the crows to find.
On a pirate ship or an actual crow's nest?
Just leave it outside, attach something shiny to it, and then I'll come find it in the nearest crow's nest. There we go.
That's a magpie.
Oh, magpie. Magpie's nest. I think crows like shiny things too.
I think you like shiny things.
I think that you've just proved you don't know enough about crows to know how scary they are.
Yeah, exactly. That's why I wouldn't want to live with them.
Damn! Fuck! Okay. Fine. Yeah. At would J rather just... I'm still... Ask me another question, because I'm still shaken to my core by trying to figure out the first question. I figured it out far too late, and it's completely unnerved me for some strange reason.
Okay, moving on. Would you rather have a cardboard cutout of yourself or your co-presenter?
Myself. Definitely myself, because you two are my co-presenters, and we do a podcast, so it won't come in useful.
So, John, why would you want a cardboard cutout of Matt?
Well, I would start a new series of Twitter posts where I basically take him on a world tour and take pictures of him in all the places that he would rather not go.
Okay. Where would I rather not go?
Well, I don't know. You tell me.
No. I've never given it that much thought. I've never wanted to go to the moon.
Well, I'll take you there then.
Okay.
So who does this benefit? People are going to think Matt's more worldly than he is. Matt, I haven't read you at the Colosseum. I haven't been. Well, there's a picture of you there. that's not me.
I think people would know that it was a cardboard cutout because he'd always be in the same pose every time. And also, I'd probably make it obvious sometimes to add sort of novelty and humour factor.
I'd just use my cardboard cutout. I'd like position it outside my window. No, not outside my window, inside my house, but near the window, and go and do things either for good or for bad. I could commit crimes, but I could also go and anonymously do nice things for people and then just be like, what was this you? No, I was at home all day.
Staring out my window with a vacant expression, I'm blinking for 6 hours.
Yeah, exactly.
Okay, yeah, perfectly normal.
I would also use my cardboard cutout to do bad things, but I would take the cardboard cutout with me and then use it to blame Matt when something goes wrong.
Talk me through that. I know I'm thin.
Look at the CCTV evidence and see who was in the room at the time.
And then halfway through the CCTV evidence, you just see him, like, fall forward.
Yeah, that was him trying to hide underneath the table.
Well, you see me, like...
I just make ridiculous excuses and blame it on the cardboard cutout. It'd be another one of... It'd be another sometime series where I blame a cardboard cutout for things that go wrong. I'd take it to places you've never wanted to go and make it do things so you never wanted to do, and then blame it for things that are really obviously me.
So it'd just be like,
just get funnier and funnier the longer I did it.
Captain so, competition, John your... or not John, who did it?
So Matt would be your, like, visible imaginary friend?
Yeah.
If you got good at Photoshop, you could just do that.
Yeah, but this is much more funny.
I want to see a picture of you with him as hand luggage and arms sticking out of your back. Trying to put him in under a head locker.
I think you're underestimating what you can use a cardboard cutout for. They're not that realistic.
No, exactly.
That's half the point.
You could, like, make me go bungee jumping, but you'd throw me off the edge. And it wouldn't bounce, because there'd be no weight to it.
It'd catch the wind and fly like a paper airplane for a bit.
And then crumple a bit.
Like, this week, Matt's going whitewater rafting, and then I just, like, slowly disintegrate. Oh, Matt dissolves.
But things you probably never smile in your face the whole time. You'd be smiling through the whole thing, probably.
Yeah.
Oh, the cardboard cutout would smoke less, which is a bonus.
I mean, that is until I accidentally get set on fire when we go to some big fireworks display.
Yeah. Oh no, Matt set fire again. Oh god.
You've only got one of them, John.
I don't reckon you make the year.
Hmm?
I don't reckon you'd look after Matt for a whole year without getting him lost or trampled or recycled.
Maybe not. Maybe that's the flaw in my plan.
Yeah, definitely.
But it wasn't a question of how would you make the cardboard cutout last the longest, it's what would you do with it? And Matt's going to go perform nice things for people while having a very obvious cardboard cutout sat in his front window, creeping out the neighbours.
Yeah, anonymous nice things. Or I could just commit crimes and always have an alibi. If I got, like, a security camera set up on the front of my house, so it looked at across, like, my front lawn, but just caught the edge of, like, the front window, and I set it up in just a way that it looked like I was sat watching TV, then I'd have an alibi. It'd be perfect. It'd be like that bit in Friends where he puts the pumpkin in clothes and pretends that he's watching TV.
Yeah.
I think that's a much more practical use to my own cardboard cutout. Rather than taking it on holiday.
Maybe you've taken someone else on a holiday.
Yeah, at least I won't be by myself.
Yes, you will.
But it won't look like I'm by myself.
Yes, it's a cardboard cutout. It's not even a mannequin.
I'm trying to not award John the win already, because...
What would he win for?
Making me laugh. Because it would almost be like me saying, yes, the cardboard cutout version of you is better than the actual you, because... Come on, Matt, give me something.
There's nothing you can do with a cardboard cutout, and John's plans would literally fail. Nobody would believe it was me.
But as long as you're having fun, what does it matter? Leave the boy alone.
He's being far too optimistic.
Oh, you chastise him when he doesn't think big enough. You chastise him when thinking too big, and now he's thinking just outside the box enough that it's hilarious, and you're...
It's not even a box version of me, it's just a flat... It's 2D map! On these planes, are you buying me a seat around my hand luggage?
It's obviously hand luggage, because it's funnier when you're asking for a head locker. Are you offended because you don't get your own seat?
A little bit.
Are you too angry to fight anymore?
Yes.
Do you just want another question?
Just, who won?
John.
Come on. We're nearly done.
Right. You're road tripping to the furthest edge of the country, so somewhere like Land's End, and your CD player has eaten a CD, and for some reason you've got no radio station. What would you rather have? A CD of nothing but dubstep, or a CD of nothing but dub reggae?
Dub reggae.
I'd obviously rather have a CD that had nothing but dubstep on it, because then I would have something that I could use to try and generate some electricity. No, start fires. Am I on a desert island, did you say?
No. he's won possibly 3-0 or 2-1 already. John has switched off. John has gone out.
John is officially done. No, you're just on a long road trip and you can only listen to a mix CD of dubstep or dub reggae, which are very similar, except you have electronic noises and I have reggae noises.
Well, I would use my CD for other things.
No, it's stuck in the CD player, surely.
It is stuck in the CD player.
Yeah.
You can't get any radio stations, all you have.
And you can't turn it off.
Because this is a Top Gear style prank, and that's all you've got.
Oh, okay. Well, in that case, I would learn to like dubstep.
No, you wouldn't. No, you wouldn't.
Is that why you picked up reggae?
I think 2 hours into the journey and you drive off a bridge.
Well, we've cut this road trip short because
John doesn't want to live anymore.
The worst thing is, I've got this picture in my head, so he's like driven off, big car explosion. It's still playing, and he's just like pulling himself out of the car wreckage. Car's completely destroyed, but the radio is still working. And it's just like him crawling away, like, wob, 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 wob. And I just carry on driving, listening to my reggae dubstep, having a lovely old time. Because the thing is with dubstep, it can either be really good or really bad. And I've only listened to reggae dub once, and it was surprisingly good, because it's not something you think is going to be good. So it would at least be an education.
I like optimism.
Yeah. I've never heard mediocre dubstep. It's always one extreme or the other.
That's true.
Whereas in my experience, all reggae dubstep is good.
Dub reggae.
Dub reggae, same thing.
Oh, okay. It's gonna upset the one person who may understand the difference between the two that happens to listen to our podcast.
Dub reggae and reggae dubstep, whatever.
So wait, hang on. I get abused for isolating certain demographics that listen to our podcast, but you're allowed to shit all over one music genre and go, yeah, whatever, it's fine.
Yeah, okay.
Get called out for it?
First of all, it's a music genre that there's probably four people in the world that listen to, let's be frank. And number two, it's like saying that punk pop and pop punk are different.
Punk pop and pop punk.
Yeah.
So punk covers of pop songs are different to Fall Out Boy actually doing their own music.
There's no difference between pop punk and punk pop.
Well, what one is, no, isn't it punk does pop is like Katy Perry songs covered by...
No, their albums. Their album's called Punk Goes Pop.
Surely whichever word you say first, that's like the predominant. And the second word is like...
It's bonus.
Yeah. You've added. It's like having, you've got predominantly blue and you just add a little bit of yellow to the paint mix. You've got like a dark green, but if you put too much yellow in, it becomes a light green, and then it's predominantly yellow.
But right.
They're both new things.
I think we're splitting hairs.
That's the difference between the Green Bay logo and Mountain Dew.
I'd rather have Mountain Dew.
Because, no, different question.
John, note that one down for next week.
Oh yeah, I'm going to be on questions again.
On the year anniversary, where you have to ask six questions. That was a retroactive decision because I was so pissed off with the first two questions.
Why?
I don't know. There was just
I want a dubstep CD because I don't want dubstep to ruin reggae. That's why I don't want that.
And I want, wait, which way around was it? Reggae dub?
Dub reggae.
Dub reggae. And I want the dub reggae CD because it's not the most popular of genres and I'd like to support it any way I can. Because as I said, the one time I've listened to it when I was at a house party, it was very good. Okay, very's a stretch, but it was pretty good. Okay, that's a bit of a stretch. It was different.
Different is what people use to describe something where they don't want to offend the person that's showing them the source material.
Oh, he wasn't just showing us it. He was unemployed and made it, and that was what he was working on.
And you didn't break his heart. That's very nice of you.
Yeah.
In fact, I'm going to give you the win for that.
Oh, thanks.
Didn't break his heart until now.
He then asked me if he could borrow 50 quid so he could buy some ketamine, I think. And I said, no, we've just met.
Also a good thing.
Yes.
Yeah.
Never lend money to somebody whose entire career is working on music for a genre that nobody knows of. The more you know. That's my life advice.
If you just lend me 50 quid, I'll invest it in ketamine and you'll triple your money. I guarantee it.
Yeah. Don't ever, ever, ever. Any kids that are listening, kids, come close. Listen to Uncle Not John. Don't lend people money for drugs because that's a bad idea. You could use that money to buy yourself drugs.
Or get somebody else to lend them money so they can buy drugs off of you.
Yes.
Or do what my parents did and let me become a musician so I never have any money to buy drugs or spend it on guitar stuff.
Yeah, a real musician, not a computer musician.
He can just steal software and put it on their laptop.
Exactly, and spend all of the money they would have spent on software, on drugs that they bought from John.
Just to give you guys a heads up, I've decided to send you a little bit of homework. So I've sent you Bill Bailey's version of Downton Abbey theme tune. but the Jamaican dub reggae version.
I mean, I've never listened to...
So you're aware of what Downton Abbey is. You might imagine how hoity-toity the theme tune's going to be.
Yeah, fair point. I'll give it a listen. I don't know what my homework is other than to listen to it. Do I need to compose something?
No. Oh, should we have a reaction video? Should we have you playing it at the same time or both listening to the mega tune?
That's too much effort. You know I spend most of my week editing this to try and make it funny.
Oh, yeah. It's a very uphill struggle, I'm aware.
Yeah.
Hopefully not too uphill so the crows get you.
Very good. Very good point.
Have you made a soundboard yet where you can replace us with one line of comedians and just put our voices in instead?
Is that what we should do each week? Is we'll have like a holiday after we've done a year for 2 weeks and we'll just watch a load of stand-up DVDs, write down the funniest quips and one-lines, and then just have a session where we record each other saying them.
Can do if you want.
No,
I still want to get a soundboard of John so I can make him say some interesting things. But he's still refusing to say the word trombone, so I'm still working on that one.
Well, next week, 52nd episode, an entire year.
Wait, so last week's episode was episode 50, and we didn't make a single Fifty Shades of Grey reference.
That's correct.
What a waste. Okay, well, I've been John, and I've got to find something interesting for 52.
And I've been John, and I welcome our new Dolphin Overlords.
And I've been not John, and I feel like I didn't perform on these questions this week, and I can only apologise. But we did learn that John endorses selling drugs. I thought I was pushing my luck endorsing taking them, but, you know, swings and roundabouts.
What is that where you sell your drugs from?
I don't sell drugs. I take drugs that I bought from John.
In kids' parks?
No.
Swings and roundabouts?
Yo, have you ever been to a kids' park recently? The kids are unruly. If I've just spent my hard-earned cash on Class A drugs from a close friend who lives a very long, long, long way away, like, I'm not going to risk a kid knocking into me and me dropping them on the floor. That's just bad economics. Somebody do it with everybody.